I think I have in little drips and drabs, you know. I think certain milestones, like when it came to playing my last game in Tuam and then my last game in Europe, my last game then for Munster, you know, you before those games you kind of sit back and think, oh, we've been through a hell of a journey and it's been an incredible ride, but it still kind of feels unfinished, you know, the fact that I didn't really win any major silverware. But I still look back on my time here incredibly proud of everything I've achieved, and yeah, this kind of really makes me appreciate how well we've done.
So close over the last few years, though. It'd be one thing if Munster were going out in the pool stages over the last number of years, but just the penultimate stage, does that kind of make it that little bit more annoying that you were so close to it but just not quite getting it over the line?
Yeah, that's the worst part about it, is that we're so close to playing in finals of Europe, being rugby and Pro 14 as well. So I think that's the final step is probably the hardest, even though we've done incredibly well to come from where we've come from in the past 3 or 4 years to be back to competing in semi-finals and finals. That's what we're very proud of, but the last hurdle is something we need to conquer, and hopefully in a few years' time, if I come back, we can do it then.
Simon, the pool draw was made today. Sees your new club renewing rivalries with Leicester, and of course you'll be back here to play Ulster as well. And so you're going to be back here next year playing again. It must be a new challenge. It must be exciting just to have all those new experiences ahead of you.
Yeah, it is very exciting, and it's hugely exciting to lace up the boots with a new squad and new team and new coaches. You know, that's going to freshen up everything in my rugby career, and yeah, hopefully get a run of games playing in Europe, because I love the European competition so much, and had some great moments playing in Europe over the years, and hopefully add to that coming back to play in Ireland up in Ravenhill. Hopefully yeah, it should be an exciting challenge.
And of course you're going to have a former teammate in Donegal Ryan there. Is he going to be your new roommate when you're on the road, or are you going to stay clear of him?
I'd say he'll probably want me to be his roommate, but I'd be comfortable with anyone really, you know, having the language and things like that. It's easy for me to communicate with a lot of the other French boys, so I'll have to bring some various tea or something to keep Donica happy, but I'm sure he's well used to the place. He's probably like a piece of furniture over there now at this stage, and I'll just try and settle in as quick as I can and get used to everything.
And of course you'll still keep one eye on Munster's results, I'm sure, and like you said, that door might be closed for now, but it can always be reopened in the past, in the future. Something that you'd definitely look towards if you could at all.
Yeah, I would definitely look to that. I think a lot of that decision making will be based on my family and things like that, and how well the first year or two go, and reassess then at that point and see where I'm at in my rugby career, see what I've achieved in the next couple of years, and see what's there on the table. So I good thing about this whole move is that I'm doing it at a young age. You know, I'm not waiting until I'm 31, 32 to pack off and just sail into the sunset. I'm still very ambitious, and I want to win trophies in my next contract and the contract after that, wherever that may be.
And joining a team who look well placed to win something, you know, arguably very unlucky to lose out in the Champions Cup final.
Yeah, definitely. They're a hugely ambitious team, and that was a big part of my decision process also. So they've got a world-class squad who are full of international players, so to be given the opportunity to play with them is one thing, but to go over now and try and add to that and create some memories with a new club is first on the list.
Everyone knows you'd still love to be involved with Ireland, and stuff. There's reasons why you're not, but have you, it seems you've still been watching the team, or have you been watching the test down under, and do you think they're well placed to seal that first test series win since 79 there?
Yeah, I watched a bit of the first test, all right, and kept up to date with the second one on Twitter, but it's difficult to watch them on my summer holidays. You know, this time is most important for family time and enjoying and taking a break from rugby. So I'll be keeping an eye on results and things like that and glancing at the screen the odd time, but my focus is firmly on family right now and enjoying my time off.